I just wanted to check with you. I understand I'm going to be on the press plane in the morning. And I thought it, Bill thought too, that we ought to have a little briefing for them so they could file something from San Francisco. I've been working on getting material on the pacification program, which the people out there have been launching. Wondered if that was wasn't a good idea to...
Yes, if you clear it with Bundy and Russ so that we don't mess up Lodge or Key and get them mad or upset. You know how envious and jealous everybody is.
Yes, sir.
And I don't think we really have any obligation to take care of a bunch of lazy newspaper men. When there's no news, we don't have to make it. I would, if you had something, it was news and was helpful and good, and it wouldn't irritate the Vietnam. Rosto says that everything we announce here for their country looks like we're colonizers.
Oh, yeah, no, that's...
We say here's what we're going to do in the way of teaching, and here's what we're going to do in the way of medicine, here's what we're going to do in other things. So just be sure that it's cleared with Rusk and Bundy, the appropriate people, and see if Bundy clears it with them, and then tell them any and everything you can, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, that's the thing. If I'm on there, they'll be asking me questions. If I have something to tell them, it'll help avoid the questions they ask me.
Well, would you rather go on the plane Sunday and just let them go on out there by themselves?
Well, I think if I gave them, for example, Bundy said that he could get me by early in the morning who is coming and a little background on these people. It would be very useful to give them something because they're going to be desperate, and otherwise they're going to be speculating about the military aspect of this meeting.
They got nothing to speculate there. We've told them that very much it's going to be Lodge and the Chief of State and the Prime Minister, and it's going to be both military and non-military, and we've told them it's agriculture and health and education.
Well, they know I work on health and education, and that's why I thought I could give them a little fill on that.
Anything you give them that don't make the government fall, it's all right with me. Now, you want to bear in mind that Rosto's got a memo up saying that we announce things in Washington regarding what we're going to do in our satellite, Vietnam, that about brings about a coup every time we do it. If you'll read Rosto's memo, if they'll get you that, you can see what you're getting into.
All right, sir.
I don't give a damn. You can tell them anything in the world, including who your grandpa was. Just tell them as long as you can talk to them till you're sore. Suit me fine, provided you don't upset the government.
All right, sir.
And you be sure it's cleared with Bundy and the people out there.
Will do.
Right.
Bye.